My name is Ed, and what's your two names?
I'm Bianco.
Hey, Bianco, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry?
Kenny,
nice to meet you. So what can you tell me about slot racing and how you got involved in this whole business?
Okay, let's give a rundown. When I was a kid, the first time I seen a slot car raceway was in my neighborhood. It was around 1967. So we were in a store in Brooklyn called Jermaine's. Okay, and it was a stairway that led up to the second floor. So I took a walk up the steps, and when I was a young kid, maybe like about 6 years old or so, the first time I seen the slot car track was in Jermaine's Raceway in Brooklyn, New York, on 15th Street and 5th Avenue. So I thought I walked up the steps and I thought I was in heaven. Okay? So after that, it was kind of a sad story. So I saved up some money to buy a slot car. Back then, the cars were about maybe $7 a piece. So I saved up enough money, and by the time I had that money, the raceway wasn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. But later on in life, when I was around maybe 13 or 14 years old, a friend introduced me to another place in Brooklyn called Buzzorama. And we went there, and I seen the place, I seen the tracks, and the rest from here to then is all the history since, you know, slot car racing since 1975.
Why do you think slot racing fell off over the last couple of years?
I believe it's because of the space that you need to have these tracks set up in such a size building that the rent takes over a lot of the profits of the raceway. But if you either have the building or you own it or you can find it at a good rent, you can make it work. And if you know enough about the hobby to keep people interested by having races, birthday parties, just walk-in customers, rental cars, and if you could do all that in the time frame that you have after school hours from 4 in the afternoon until maybe 9 or 10 at night, and you can do that within that time, you can make it work, because we've been here now almost, next year will be 15 years.
So how do you keep the slot racing love and the passion for it alive? I mean, you know, what keeps you coming back to it?
By keeping the people interested in different style of racing cars. Yeah. They went back, a whole group of people that raced out of the 60s went back to these cars called retro cars.
Yeah.
They started building stuff that was related to the 60s. And a lot of people like it, and you have to drive them again. And they went back to driver's cars, where all the slot cars temporary nowadays are so fast, they hang on the track much better, and it's all about speed. And they wanted to bring that back. And a lot of people are racing retro now. Okay.
No worries. Bianca, how about you?
How
did you get involved with slot racing?
Back in the early 2000s, I should go back. Back in the mid-90s, I got into radio control car racing, which was very addictive. It was a great hobby. And in the early 2000s, I got introduced to slot car racing from a home set. And I went home and did some research on it because I saw the cars and the details and everything, and I was very amazed. And when I started doing research, I found that they made the cars in a bigger scale called 124th, which ran on commercial raceways. So I started doing a search for commercial raceways in New York, found Slots a Lot, came down, introduced myself. The people here were warm, welcoming, and willing to help you get started in the hobby at a reasonable price, and I've been involved in the raceway ever since then. I race on and off over that time till now, but now more than anything, I help Kenny out with running the raceway as far as computer needs and stuff like that.
Okay, so you're the tech guy, basically.
Pretty much.
So who's the owner? So Kenny's the owner.
Yes.
And you're the tech guy.
I'm a tech guy to help out, and I do it for the love of it. I do not collect a check.
Yeah. Wow.
I love slot car racing, and I want my kids to have a place to race slot cars, and I think other children should have a place to race slot cars. So I donate my time and services to the raceway.
So what else do you do besides this?
I'm in the energy business. I work in commercial and industrial air conditioning and heating systems.
Similar data plan design.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So do you fear that your passion for slot racing is going to die or anything? Or?
No, I'm a motorhead in general. Growing up, you know, I had cousins that had auto shops. And, you know, I used to go and do jobs with them and stuff. You know, on the weekends, I would be helping out with a brake job, a transmission job, changing oil, that sort of thing. And I've always had a passion for cars and racing. And that's not going anywhere.
What do you think accounts for a place like this sticking around?
The passion of the owner.
Yeah.
You know, the owner and a lot of guys that come down to the raceway have been involved in slot racing, like he said, since the 60s and the 70s. And when you walk into a place like this, no matter what you're going through in life, it takes you back to that happy point in your life where I was racing slot cars. And that's the passion that keeps this place going, where guys continue to come back and the owner wants to keep the doors open.
Are there a lot of younger people coming in to sort of keep it alive? Because a lot of problems with hobbies is that you have the graying of a hobby, and as a result, people age and it falls out of fashion. Is there enough young blood being rotated into the passion here?
Nationally, no. Yeah. And that's why a lot of raceways end up closing doors, because they don't have the people coming in and stuff like that. And like Kenny said earlier, to repeat what he said, you need to do birthday parties, which brings one kid that's interested, brings 10 of his friends down, and next thing you know, they're interested. So Kenny's doing his part by doing that, and I think we have a nice stable of maybe 10 kids that come down every Saturday for the kids' race. And that passion just keeps growing and growing and growing, because some of them have been coming here since they were young.
Yeah. You know? But you also got to grease the wheels of the parents to make sure they keep coming back.
Yeah, well, the parents love the slot car races. Yeah. So, you know, what better way for a dad to say, hey, honey, I'm going out to the raceway for a little while. I'm going to take little Joey or little Christine with me, and we're going to go have some fun.
Why do you think that, aside from the rent problem, slot racing can't work in, say, Brooklyn or whatnot?
Again, like Kenny said, it really has to do a lot with space.
Yeah.
You know, space is at a premium today.
Yeah.
And what they're charging per square foot, as you see, you need a tremendous amount of space to run the King track. And this is the track that no matter how many people come through the door, kids or grown-ups, this is the track they want to run on.
Yeah.
It's big. It's fast. And that's where they want to run. So to have a King track, you need space. The Kingelman, if you just had that track, you could probably get some people. But again, you know, people want to experiment. And as you see, we have three tracks. So we have three different styles of racing.
Yeah.
So it kind of fits everybody.
So what is the maintenance like for, say, the King track here? I mean, what does it take to keep it smooth and keep it running?
Well, one of the things that you have to do is you have to clean the track surface. We'll probably do, how often do you clean the surface, Kenny? I think he probably does that maybe once a week.
Yeah.
Get the special cleaner, go around, clean the track down. Every so often you have to do some rebrading. The braiding that's in the lanes has to be pulled up and redone because it wears out. You have to maintain the battery system because you're running DC voltage. So you have to make sure that the chargers are working, the batteries are getting properly charged, no cells are leaking, that sort of thing. And tighten down the turnbuckles every now and then. You know, as it gets used for big races and stuff like that, you have to retension it.
Is there a reliable set of supplies to keep the track in good shape, or is it increasingly becoming more scavenging?
No, not at all. There are plenty of companies and distributors out there that are dedicated to the hobbies, because it's not just big here in America. This is probably bigger over in Europe and South America, where, you know, this is king.
Europe, yeah.
They have space, and slot car racing is king. It always has been, always probably will be.
Are there any international championships? They
absolutely.
Should do that.
Okay. Absolutely. There are international races all the time for the open class, which is the fastest class. Just think, this is a 155-foot king track. And in an open class, Kenny, what are the cars doing on an open race, one lap?
What's the speed?
On this track?
What's the lap time?
About 2.1 seconds.
2.1 seconds.
2.1 seconds.
In 155 feet.
Wow.
Scale speed, that's what, 200 miles an hour, something like that?
Scale speed?
Yeah, or a little faster.
Traveling about 100 miles an hour, so it's like
2,400 miles an hour.
Wow. Have there ever been any slot car racing injuries that you've seen?
Not that I've seen, but, yeah, you know, a car going that fast flying off the track, if you're in the right spot, you could get a ding, I'm sure.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So,